familiarity with the quarterback and the receivers, how long would you expect them to be on the same page?
You know, I think every week, whether it's during the season or in the off season, there's things we're going to make mistakes on and learn from. And I don't ever think you're going to go into a game thinking that you're not going to, you know, have something come up that you need to fix and adjust. And that's what we're going through right now. It's the time of the year that that we learn and grow together as a football team, as an offense. And I think that group's no different. There's no timetables. There's no, you know, what's going to happen at this time or this time. I think we just got to continue to work to get better, but that doesn't stop when we get to training camp or September. You know, we have to continue to get better so that we can hopefully play our best football at the end of the season.
Josh, it's a different kind of turnover because it's different players in terms of experience level you brought in, but in some ways, in terms of sheer number of guys that are new targets, this is like 2007. Do you see any resemblance, and do you recall or draw on that experience in terms of coaching and working with basically a new supporting cast for Tom at the receiver spot?
I think you have to, you know, again, each year we have changes, and sometimes it happens more at one position than the other, but I think that we have to take the same approach. We have to go back and establish a foundation. We have to teach them what we believe in and what our system's all about, and that happened back in 2007, but it happened in 06 with Rashay Caldwell and Jabbar Gaffney, and then it happened in, you know, subsequent years with different players at different positions. So our mode and our approach doesn't really change. We still go back and teach them from A to Z, you know, and whether they know it already or not, they're going to hear it again. And for the new guys that are learning and the rookies that we have every year, they get a chance to soak in the foundation just like every other player that's been here for 5, 6, 7 years had a chance to do when they were young too.
Josh, how's Jake Ballard's progress been going? Obviously, looking at an entire year, but really just during these spring camps, and do you feel that with Gronkowski not being out here, there's been an opportunity for him to maybe get some more reps that maybe he wouldn't have had otherwise?
Jake's coming along. You know, the opportunities that he has in practice, he's trying to make the most of those. You know, and he's going to have a chance to make some mistakes and then correct those going forward because he really hasn't had an opportunity to do that with us yet. So, you know, hopefully he can make progress steadily as he goes. I think the tight end position on the whole is really that way. We have, you know, Mike Hoho Manaunui. I should get extra points for that. He wasn't here last year either. You know, we got him late in training camp, so for him to have an opportunity to go through this process for the first time really with our team is good for him. Our two young rookies, you know, are getting some opportunities in there along with Daniel Fells, who really was the only one that had a chance to do this before. So that group as a whole is really learning, and we're putting them in positions to try to do as much as they can and be exposed as much of the offense as they can take.
Josh, have you been following the Boston Bruins at all? And if not, are you at all a hockey guy?
You know, I'm a Boston guy. I'm cheering for them. I don't really know a whole lot about hockey. I'm certainly not an expert in any area of hockey. But yeah, I'm pulling for them, and it was neat to see them win yesterday, and hopefully they can be successful going forward.
Can you take much from first impressions between your receivers and quarterback, or does it change so drastically that, you know, those early interactions, it's hard to tell?
It's hard to be an instant evaluator, you know, and look at something and say, well, that's what it's going to be, you know, 2 months from now. We have so many days left to work and so many practices to try to improve, and that's what our job is as coaches. It's not to make quick decisions. It's to take somebody and try to improve them every day. And I think whether it's the receivers, the line, the tight ends, the backs, the quarterbacks, or the offense in general, that's our focus and that's our goal, and that's what we got to strive for each day.
How about leadership in the receiver position? Does it have to be something that comes from a guy who's been here, because it's not a particularly seasoned group, or can it be a guy like Michael Jenkins, who just by virtue of the fact that he's played in the league for 10 years can sort of step in and show the guys how to do it, even though he doesn't necessarily know the system that much more than they might?
I think each player has an opportunity to lead in his own way. Michael can do that with some experience, but whether you're a younger player or an older player, you know, your effort, your attitude, the way you're approaching practice, you know, just the amount of time you're sinking into to trying to get better, I think that's a leadership quality right there in its own right. So each one of the players on the team and the offense has an opportunity to do that, and certainly with the receiving core, we have some players that have played before, and we have some younger players, and we ask them all. They're all shareholders in our team, and they all got to try to do what they can do to be a leader in their own right.
Coach, is this, even in the offseason, a 24/7 job?
it seems like it is all the time. I think if you really love what you're doing, and I know I do, you think about it, I would say consistently. I don't want to say constantly because that sounds like I go home and, you know, and drawing up plays on a chalkboard when I have kids and a wife to be with. But it's definitely a year-long thing. We have work to do in each month of the season, and then we have work to do in each month of the off-season. And each month and each phase of our year provides an opportunity for us to get better and improve, and that's really where our focus is right now.